It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor Bill de Blasio released a preliminary budget today, the first of his administration. It includes more than $73 billion in spending. That's up a little over 5% from last year. WNYC's Jessica Gould has been digging into the numbers and tells us what she's found. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Amy.
So what does Mayor de Blasio's budget tell us about his priorities?
Well, the mayor says he wants to make good on his campaign promises. So he set aside a big chunk for the pre-K program he's been talking about so much. The budget also includes funds to enforce the city's new paid sick leave law, money to help the homeless, and to pay for an independent inspector general for the NYPD, all things he talked about during the campaign.
And again, just to be clear, he's hoping Albany will allow that tax to finance that pre-K program. So that's up in the air. Was his presentation today like another campaign speech? It sounds like he was hitting a lot of the same themes.
You know, it really wasn't. This was a pretty somber Mayor de Blasio. The city is still recovering from the recession. Everybody's watching to see if he's going to be a big spending liberal. But the city has to balance its budget by law, so he went out of his way to say that it would.
There is nothing mutually exclusive between being both fiscally responsible and economically progressive.
That sounds like he was positioning himself for the upcoming negotiations with labor unions. What did he say about that?
De Blasio said the situation with the unions is unprecedented. All of the contracts expired years ago, more than 150 of them, a problem which he blamed on former Mayor Bloomberg. Workers want some $7 billion in back pay, which would blow a huge hole in the budget. But he did take some steps to stash some money away. For instance, he restored $1 billion to a trust fund for workers' retirement benefits. That fund has been raided before and could be again. Ronnie Lowenstein of the Independent Budget Office says de Blasio's plan may also underestimate how much the city will take in taxes as the economy recovers. And she said he's also socking away a lot of money to pay down the city's debt, and he may not have to spend all of it. And of course, any extra money could be used for the union contracts. Here's what Lowenstein said about that.
This is an administration that understands the need to settle these contracts and is using the budget to find ways to set aside money to do so.
What about this ongoing argument the mayor is having with Governor Cuomo and the legislature in Albany over how to pay for universal pre-K?
Well, neither of them are backing down. Governor Cuomo said today that the pre-K program should be available everywhere in the state, and therefore the state should pay for it. He said he'd drive down from Albany to personally deliver a check to the city as soon as it was ready. But de Blasio put $530 million in his own budget for the program, even though the legislature hasn't approved the tax to pay for it. So that fight's going to continue.
What can we expect going forward?
Well, he has to get approval from city council, and that process might look different this year. De Blasio says he's ending the budget dance, that annual back and forth with the council, where the mayor proposes cuts, the council fights to restore them, coming off like heroes. Here's one example. Every year for the past couple of years, Mayor Bloomberg proposed closing 20 firehouses around the city and then restored the funding during negotiations with the council. De Blasio called it time to end the budget dance and said the music has to stop.
That is WNYC's Jessica Gould with a wrap-up of de Blasio's budget proposal. Thank you so much, Jessica.
You're welcome.